time.
Hello, this is the December edition of Between the Lines, and I'm Paul Smart, filling in for the last time this year for program host and producer Ann Forbes Cooper. This month, we ended up staying at home, exploring coming holidays,
pretending to choose the opposite sides on which we fall, loving you later, if at all.
Here, you can sit right up here. What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Getting the presents.
And what about for Hanukkah?
Getting the presents.
And what's the difference between the two?
Santa comes on one. Santa doesn't come on Hanukkah. He only comes on Christmas.
Are you one of the only kids that does both Hanukkah and Christmas?
One of them, yes.
And what's that like? Do you feel extra special?
It's getting more presents.
And what's the belief? Do you believe something cool with Hanukkah? Do you like lighting the candles?
Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday.
And what do you do for it?
You get presents.
And what else?
And you light candles.
Is there a song?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of it?
Oh, I remember. Baruch Atoy Adonai.
That's very good. And how many candles is it by the end?
Eight.
Nine. Nine, right. Because what's the other one? The one in the middle, right? What are some of the other holidays out there?
Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, Ramadan, Kwanzaa.
Diwali. Would you like to do any of the other ones?
I would do Diwali, Ramadan, and Kwanzaa.
Yeah, because they all take place right around now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best Christmas parade you've seen?
The Santa Claus.
What happened during that? That was so cool.
The light, the fire. Oh, the lady dancing like this.
Yeah. All the drummers. They can't hear that, so.
Oh.
Sometimes you go to plays and dances on for Christmas, right? What are some of the ones you've seen?
The Pantaloon. It's a play where, like, sometimes they do Robin Hood, the princess.
Or the frog, right? Are they silly?
Oh, they're funny, all right.
And then what are some of the other things you go to?
We would be going to the Nutcracker, but since I have some cousins over, I'm not going.
And what do you like about the Nutcracker?
There are mice and talking dummies.
The soldiers? There's a battle, right? What about the Christmas Carol? Do you like that one?
Yeah, Christmas Carol is good.
And what else have we seen? And what are we doing this Christmas?
We're going to St. Louis. We're going to my grandma's. They're red, green, yellow.
Did we have a regular tree this year, or what happened?
We got a palm tree.
Oh, it's our regular palm tree, right? Does it look way cool?
Not bad.
Now, what do we have on our front porch?
We have, like, these, like, cups all, like, with light inside them, with glasses.
Does it look cool?
Yeah.
Tell me all about Santa Claus.
His name was really St. Nicholas, and I've seen him in a movie. He has a beard. His favorite color is red and white. That's all I know.
What about sitting on his lap? What is that the real Santa Claus? Or
fake.
Fake?
He's always the fake, I think.
But do you still like to do it?
No. Yeah.
And
but if it was the wheel, that would really help me. He lives in the North Pole. He has polar bears, elves to help him. He has a list of people to give presents to.
How does this whole thing work with, like, the fake ones that are out there and the real one?
Fake ones sort of know Santa. And know, I bet there's probably a mailbox around there, because since Santa's helpers, the other Santas, get the notes and probably put them in the mailbox to go to the Polar Express.
Mm-hmm. But how do they figure out, how do you figure out which is the real Santa, which is the not real?
I just figure out because Santa lives in the North Pole.
So he has to be up there, right?
Yeah.
And so when he comes down, how does he do all of that?
Well, my cousin took a picture.
Oh, with the video camera? And what happened?
Santa, what he did was he shut the camera off, and then my cousin sort of got him, the picture. That's all I can say.
And what do you think, what about the whole idea, do you like to give things to people?
Well, for Valentine's Day, Easter and stuff,
For Christmas, you just like to get?
Yeah.
And what else do you like that's not, doesn't have to do with toys?
Well, I sometimes do give.
And what sort of things do you give? I'm going to try to get you to tell me, huh? Oh, I'm supposed to cut this? What are you going to get for me, huh? Yeah, you can say end of story.
End of story.
Okay.
Christmas was always special for me and my brother and sister growing up, when often the tree would arrive with all the presents that special morning, would host big family reunions, or would travel off to visit grandparents in Florida for the occasion. Later, things grew ever more complicated as my family split and reinvented itself with half and step and quasi-half step brothers and sisters, and there was a constant need to decide which Christmas to celebrate. Last year, for instance, we decided to celebrate quietly at home, while this year we're hitting the road in a big way, since plane fares are a bit too high for us to head away to warmer climates as we've done in the past. We recently had my sister and her family in for an afternoon meal to catch up.
I think holidays is a chance to think about others and maybe little gifts and things that make them happy and spending time with family.
Are there any specific traditions or any kind of events or parts of it that you particularly like or don't like?
Well, I guess I like things like this, you know, just getting together, casual, enjoying ourselves. Doesn't have to be a big thing, but good food and some games and talking, catching up.
Lights or any of that sort of stuff?
Optional. Yeah. Lights are okay, but I get it, like traditions. Yeah, I like lights. I like the smell of the Christmas tree. I like that cold air that comes out of that Christmas tree when you cut the branches loose for the first time.
Yeah, I love the holidays. I like having a break off from work and having a change of what you do. Your regular pace of life slows down a little bit, except for all the rush up to the holidays, which can get a bit hectic. But it is good to think about other people and not just yourself, because you're thinking about them in terms of what gifts to give, and that's nice. And we have a cookie recipe that we use every year and certain cookie cutouts, and it's sort of fun to see those. I think it's fun to open up the bin that has your holiday ornaments in it and decorations and see them from year to year deteriorating. But it's sort of fun to see that, because then you realize time is passing. So, and then to pull out holiday music, you know, it's more meaningful when you hear it once a year. So I like that, and I like the movies, the holiday movies. Just saw White Christmas the other day and had never seen that, so my goal is to see all these old Christmas movies that we've never seen. And it's great to see the kids, because I teach younger kids, and it's great to see them so excited, so it gets me excited.
What do you remember about it when you were a kid?
Oh, I remember that I had a little wind up bell, and if you wound it up, it played Silent Night, and so I would wind that little bell up and put it by my bed and listen to Silent Night as I went to sleep, and I liked that. I also remember that my grandmother would, at my grandparents' house, they'd bring the tree would come on Christmas Eve. Santa would bring the tree, so that was really exciting, because you never even saw the tree until the morning either. So those are a couple of good memories, being a kid.
I also like to have time off from work.
I forgot to mention.
Okay.
The Jimmy Stewart movie, It's a Wonderful Life, it never fails. I always cry when I watch that movie. Mm-hmm. That is just a great, great movie.
Mm-hmm. I like being home. And putting on my slippers and my pajamas and just not doing anything.
I think there's a lot of benefit to that.
And I like putting stuff on the tree. And putting on Santa hats and running around. And not having people like mad and stuff. That's a nice change.
About like the lights and, you know,
oh yes,
all of that sort of stuff.
I love that. Makes me feel warm.
Are there any particular places that have the best lights that you like to go by?
Yes, the Christmas House in Torrington. Uh-huh. Great place. Check it out.
Any particular carols or music that really get you?
Yes. Christmas Time Is Here, the Charlie Brown song.
That you photographed Santa.
Oh, or came close to it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was in our place, and you were actually staying in the same room that he was coming into.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We set up, I think it was a video camera, right? On a tripod, and set it up in front of the chimney and set out the cookies and the milk and everything. and then we had it running all night, and I think I was sleeping in the same room, and I was certain that we were going to catch him that night. And, we got up in the morning, the cookies were gone and everything, so excitedly took out the disc and started watching it. And then around, I don't know when it was, 11:30, midnight or something, this red Santa hat, like, swept over the camera, blotting it out, and there's all the shuffling. It sounded really violent, actually. And so that was Santa's way of sneaking in, so it was pretty cool.
Did he give you presents from then on in, or was that the end of it?
Oh, well, I think he maybe gave me more presents because he was afraid that I was onto him, so...
Okay.
Yeah, and bribery.
So what does it all mean to you? What's your favorite Christmas memories?
I don't know. I think I really like the effect it has on the community, like going out near Christmas and seeing all the trees that they set up in town along the road with lights on them. So I really like how that brings people together, and the local school will have a wreath sale, and the high school will have a Christmas tree sale from the ag program. So I think it's really nice to see cars coming and going with Christmas trees on top and everything, seeing how it brings people together like that.
And any particular things that you like to give each year, or do you like the eggnog or the cookies or just all of it?
I like the eggnog a lot, yeah. That a lot.
Do you like your cousins?
I like my cousins. Okay. Yes. Yes, especially
if you said yes to that or no, then I would have killed myself.
Oh my god. Okay.
Is that okay? Is it?
Do you have any?
No.
Milo, why don't you add in since you're talking, okay?
Milo, what do you like the most? The candy?
Sorry, but I'm not gonna talk.
Okay, you talked yesterday. Does anybody have anything else they want to add in?
Wait, did that just count?
Yes, it did.
Yay.
I'm going to identify you specifically.
I'll identify you. Everything you say, I'll take out. That'll make more sense, actually.
What are the funniest things? Okay, here's a funny thing at Christmas was doing a piñata down in Mexico
in
the hotel that we were all in, mm-hmm. in Puerto Vallarta. And we were all smacking at the thing, and then David smacked it so hard. I mean, it was just I'm not sure if it broke the window or almost broke the window.
Oh, there was also the time when we hung our stockings in Mexico. And in the morning, we came out into the place where stockings were, and mine had a hole in it. Some kind of animal, wild animal, had come and dragged it away, and we found it in the bushes nearby. It had been a Cootamundi. Cootamundi had taken it. So
you also got coal several times, didn't you?
Yeah. Only once have I gotten coal. David and I got coal in our stockings because we were out too late on Christmas Eve. And so we were shocked that Santa had done that to us. I was appalled. But I was really good after that because I learned my lesson. Santa's good. I mean, it's important. Santa's watching. So I think people are really good up before the holidays because they know. Yeah, to be nice.
It's surprisingly effective.
Yeah.
The naughty and nice thing.
Yeah, I think that's a
good one. Who likes advent calendars?
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. To lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
One of the nice things about being married and having our own child now is being able to pick and choose elements of the tradition for our son Milo to remember and pass on. This has involved local performances of the Christmas Carol and the Nutcracker, the annual Pantaloons run at the Ghent Playhouse in Columbia County, Sinterklaas and Winter Walk, and at home, advent calendars, holiday comedies, and a lot of the music you're hearing on this program today. It also means deeper conversations than we often get into the rest of the year, all cuddled into the family bed together, and a renewed closeness between mother and father as well.
On my drum, Mary nodded, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. The ox and lamb kept time, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum.
Tell me about your holidays season, because you grew up in an interesting family.
Well, we didn't celebrate Christmas at home. You know, we were going to Hebrew school, and so we would beg for a Christmas tree so that we could be like other people, but we never got one. We celebrated Hanukkah. And my father is the son of a Orthodox rabbi, and my mother is the daughter of a very religious, fundamentalist Christian family. And they didn't even really believe in presents or trees or celebrations outside of church services.
So it was their idea of Christmas was very austere. And
did she grow up with Christmas or not?
Yeah, they had Christmas, but it wasn't about the festivities. It was celebrating the baby Jesus's birth. You know, it was more about Bible reading and a couple of great hymns and, you know, that sort of thing.
So what would you all do?
So usually we celebrated Hanukkah for the holidays. Occasionally we have a school break and we drive to Kentucky and celebrate Christmas in Louisville. And he had this, my grandfather had this silver tree with no ornaments on it. But he had a light with a spinning color wheel. So it would project color onto the silver tree. And that was pretty much it. There weren't really we bring presents for them, but they didn't get presents for us.
Did they have like albums of Christmas carols, or did you all sing Christmas carols when you'd go down there? Or,
well, they had one album period in the entire house, and it did happen to be Mitch Miller, Sing Along with Mitch Miller Christmas carols. Mm-hmm. There weren't any other records. There was a record player, but there weren't any other albums, weirdly.
And so what would you do for Hanukkah, if you could explain?
Well, in flush years, the first night of Hanukkah, I think we got pajamas. Everybody got pajamas. And there were four kids all together, so they were usually elaborate pajamas with feet in them, or crazy patterns, or trap doors in the back, or
made or bought.
Sometimes my mother used to sew a lot. She did make them sometimes. One night we would get books. One night we would get games. One night we would get socks and underwear, and there was always like one big night. Maybe it was the last night. I don't really remember when you got the thing that you really really wanted. And generally we'd have a friend over. Everybody could have a best friend over, and the best friends got presents too.
Were they Jewish or non-Jewish or a mix or?
Didn't matter. Some, you know, where we grew up, there were a lot of Jewish people around in the neighborhood, but there were also a lot of Jewish people who didn't celebrate Hanukkah. You know, whose families had just assimilated and just did what everybody did and had Christmas. So we'd have people over who were familiar with the holiday, people who weren't, people who you had to explain the whole story and ritual. And
how was the whole, you know, the gestalt of Christmas all around? How was it from your perspective? The lights, the all these other traditions, the endless carols on the radio, the store Santas, the decorations.
Well, I thought, I can't speak for all of my family, but we did go on driving tours to see the best Christmas lights. So we were aware of which neighborhoods had the best, and our neighborhood was into sort of tasteful decoration, you know, wreath on the door, single candle in the window, you know, not too many multicolor party. People thought party-colored Christmas lights were, like, for bar and grill. That was considered sort of, you know, lower middle class. So, but I liked them. More is better for me.
Where were the best?
Actually, out in the suburbs, in the lower middle class suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Well, having been to St. Louis, I'm looking forward to going to the Anheuser-Busch Christmas decorations again.
Right.
It just brought tears to my eyes. Or maybe it was the smell of the beer factory, but. Now, you've done an exegesis on the whole idea of Christmas lights, haven't you?
Yeah, in my first year up here, I toured around in the Hudson Valley and looked for really great examples of over-the-top Christmas decorations. And it's opposite. People who are trying to decorate with a sort of tasteful, you know, just a conical Christmas tree only sensibility, And I took slides and presented the slides at a Christmas pageant with the neighbors.
Was this commissioned, or did this come out of your own kind of move upstate?
No, it was a talent show. It was my first year living upstate, 1987. And the neighbors didn't know each other well. We'd all met in May, so we had a few months to get to know each other. One neighbor had a piano and announced he would be having a pageant and everyone should come and present something. So one neighbor played the violin, one neighbor played the flute, some people sang, some played the piano. I presented a slideshow on which is better, conical tree only or lots and lots of lights.
And what did you find out?
Everyone agrees with me. More is better.
And where did you find the best lights?
At that time, the best lights were in West Saugerties.
Or Blue Mountain.
Yeah, right? Blue Mountain.
Can you explain the Blue Mountain thing? And
no, I cannot explain it. Somebody.
Or just what did you see in Blue Mountain?
It was just, there was everything. There was Frosty, there was Santa on the roof with reindeer. There was just lots and lots of big lights, little twinkle lights in the trees, in the snow. Every possible configuration of lights and Christmas themes going on in one pretty big, like, 5-acre plot. There was a line to see this yard.
Because you remember that time that I went up there and knocked on the door, and it turns out it was part of the Persico family, which is part of the Gambino family, and everybody was like, how did you do that and not get shot? But
I think they were very proud. Of, you know, nobody goes to that much trouble and that much expense. And it doesn't have a certain pride in showing off.
Going into decorations, just as an aside, what are some of the best you've seen ever anywhere? Because you've traveled a bit at Christmas.
Oh. Well, I gotta say, Hudson looks fantastic. I drove down the street the other night. And just the tangle of twinkle lights in the trees is amazing. And for years, I gotta say, Tom and Dina's store, Historical Materialism, always did a great window. You know, all their windows were great, but their Christmas window is always really wonderful. So they get a prize for that.
How about that Albany Park drive-through?
Yeah, that's great. It's not as homemade. I kind of like homemade. A little messy.
Okay, then how about, you remember when we went to Baltimore?
That was fantastic. The Baltimore
Miracle
experience.
On 34th Street.
Yeah. Oh, it's so dense. That is amazing. And that house on the coast of Eastern Shore of Virginia.
Explain that.
I can't explain that either. Somebody who has more than one home. One of them is devoted to Christmas tchotchkes, and it's just completely overpopulated. Floor, ceiling, barely a path to walk through and see these dioramas. This Mrs. Claus with a astronaut bubble over her head and talking bass with tinsel on. I mean, just endless weird combinations of stuff you'd get at the Rite Aid in the Christmas aisle. But a lot of it, like, folk attention to detail. Really great.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the one that I used to know. Honey, it's where the treetops glisten. Little bitty children, they're trying to listen. Hear for the sleigh bells that are ringing in the snow. I wanna tell you one more time what I'm thinking about.
Christmas card that I write you. Oh, I want you to know, mail day, it's so merry, merry and bright. Oh, darling, I wished all of them one more thing in me, all of your Christmas head. Christmases be so white. I dream of a white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
What about some of the places you've been overseas at Christmas, like on the Yucatan or India or
mm-hmm.
I think we were in Paris and Amsterdam, and you know, what was your sense of it?
I do like going other places for Christmas. You know, I like a solemn ritual every once in a while. I prefer solemn ritual and sort of crazy over-the-top quirky to the consumerism. The only part of Christmas I really object to is the nutsoid consumerism and maybe also trying to cram too much into a short period of time. That's always stress-making.
What about the family side of things?
Yeah, I think I prefer Christmas with friends. Just us, you know, immediate family and friends.
For years, I used to always go to the movies. I would just, even if I had people over, I'd just say, okay, I'm going to the movies. they would open like Titanic or all these big
movies. Always a good,
open on that day.
A good movie the day of Christmas.
Yeah, didn't we see all of the Lord of the Rings movies open mm-hmm. on Christmas Day?
Yeah, perfect. Big, epic, you know, wonder.
What about the music of it all?
Really, my favorite Christmas music is Handel's Messiah. And weirdly, we don't own a copy, but, you know, standing in a group of people singing that piece of music will always make me cry.
Okay, note to myself, buy a copy of Handel's Messiah. Okay.
A good one.
Yeah.
Even a bad one. You know, it's just great music.
What about my predilection for, which I'll probably be playing a lot of during this broadcast, the soul Christmas stuff?
I love Motown Christmas. I do. And I do like that Bob Dylan Christmas. Of all the Bob Dylan CDs, that's maybe my favorite of his.
It's so strange.
It's not his best work, but it's what I enjoy the most.
Mm-hmm. Oh. But what about the whole... Does it just feel kind of distant and foreign, or is it part of the culture? I mean, yeah, I know you've wavered back and forth around Christmas. It sounds like throughout your whole life.
Yeah. I mean, it is part of the culture. You know, but I don't have particularly fond memories of that holiday from my childhood, and that's you know, people attach a certain sentiment to the holiday that's meaningful to them, but I don't have that.
And you have some very bad memories attached to the holiday, right?
Yeah.
If you could explain.
I discovered my first husband's infidelity at Christmas time. You know, winter itself is kind of a drag. Many years I lived in a home that didn't have good insulation, so I would be spending a lot of time under the house with a heat gun trying to thaw pipes, you know. I associate
evil stepmother.
Or, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of bad associations with the season itself. you know.
Is that changing once now that you have a child?
Yeah, it is. It's great to see that wonder, and you do a great job of making sure that we're constantly reminded of the beauty and vibrancy of life.
And what are some of the bittersweet elements in terms of the, I mean, has it been fascinating listening to the whole back and forth around Mr. Claus this year?
Oh, you know, he could have, when he figures that out, it's going to be fine with me. I don't care. It's not important to me. Important to you, but not me.
Or I think it more has to do with just a greater lesson. You know, that there is a greater lesson that's tied to it all. Who are we? We were talking to somebody the other night who was talking about that. And maybe I was, that kind of how that lesson is wrapped up with all these other lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of, I guess when kids stop believing, it makes you sad because there's all kinds of things they stop believing in. You know, it's like the end of that imaginative phase. But, you know, the icon himself is not that important to me.
Do you think there's still an element where the whole, be it Hanukkah and its candles, or Christmas and its lights, or Diwali and its craziness and colors, or, you know, Kwanzaa and its days, or all of these things that is necessary to the culture and to the time of year and to the seasonality of our lives, mm-hmm. to kind of pull us out.
Yeah, light, food, people, celebrating.
For years it's been kind of one of our only, and a lot of people I know, their only holiday in the year, since we don't celebrate August the way Europeans do, mm-hmm. or the warm months.
Yeah, you definitely know you have a bunch of days off in a row, you know, and you don't always know that in the summer or spring, you know, that you really need it four times a year, but you know, you really only are for sure going to get it between Christmas and New Year's.
If I'm lucky enough to find this kind of woman, I'll never go away and leave my woman the way he went away and left his. Well, I found me one. I found the kind of woman that I dreamed of finding as a little boy. And that's why I'll make every day seem like Christmas. To afford
so sweetly, and I hold her so gently, that she
if you could just explain what we're doing for this upcoming, you know, what is this trip that we're about, this journey we're about to take? What are you looking forward to on it?
Oh, well, we're doing the holiday driving tour of the Rust Belt. Leaving here for Niagara Falls. I just looked at the awesome picture on the internet of the restaurant where we'll be eating dinner. Looks right out over the gorge with just, it just looks amazing. So I've never seen Niagara Falls at all. So this looks really dramatic.
They light it up at night.
Yeah, it's going to be illuminated on the night.
And they have, I think it's something like 5 million lights as you come in to town because it's all lit by those falls. So
then that's a stopover and a light extravaganza. Then we head off for Chicago, where I went to school.
What's in between there in Chicago?
I don't know.
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit first. Oh, okay, Detroit. And that's sort of a work field trip. We're both curious about a city in decline and how artist projects are just springing up out of the ashes. Motown Museum is there.
I'm just looking forward to listening to Someday at Christmas and all those great Motown Christmas hits outside of the houses they were made. I mean, mm-hmm. I want to go stand in the yard where Marvin Gaye had his picture taken during the recording, the 10 days he made What's Going On in. But then he also did a Christmas album that same year.
I'll take your picture in front of his house.
Yeah, and hopefully it's supposed to be raining that day, too.
Perfect.
But all these places are going to have Christmas lights out the wazoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine in a depressed economy, in a depressed town, more Christmas lights is better.
There's a bittersweet quality to the whole
holiday.
So then Chicago?
And Chicago dresses up for Christmas, and we've somehow gotten a free apartment in the Loop, which is great, and that's got a great view of the downtown and the lake, and we've got some old friends there. Both of us have old friends there. Then from Chicago to St. Louis, where my mom is, and your aunt, and cousins, lots of cousins with kids. So we'll spend Christmas itself, Christmas Eve and Christmas there. Toys, presents.
What are some of the things in St. Louis we should see, like lights that you remember? I guess those poorer neighborhoods are the...
Yeah, the South Side has great lights.
Yeah.
And I've heard that Tillis Park, it has great lights. There's a sculpture. It's sort of a, it's like a picnic park, but it's sculpture there, too, and I heard they're all dressed up. And I'm sure there's great lights downtown, and you were saying Anheuser-Busch has a light display. And one of my favorite places to go, even without a kid, is the City Museum. I'm sure they're dressed up.
Yeah.
And, you know, an indoor playground designed by artists. Yeah, there's plenty to see there.
And then we come back and get the leftovers of it all through
Indianapolis.
And maybe the Christmas light factory in Neela Park, Cleveland, although that'll probably be in the afternoon, but it's still where they made the first Christmas bulb.
Oh, neat.
And
then Corning, a glass factory. They're bound to have something sparkling.
And you get to, they have glass demonstrations
mm-hmm.
all that week, all that morning when we're there.
Oh, Milo, I think that's really neat.
He gets to try it. Mm-hmm. Let's hope he doesn't, that he blows and doesn't suck on it. So how do you feel about it? I mean, I know you've been ambivalent about the holidays over the years and stuff. Is it settling into something that is its own weird joy, or?
It's doable now. I'm not cold. I used to be cold all the time. I'm not, and that's nice. We're in a cozy house now, and I don't have an evil stepmother. I have won a stepmother sweepstakes. Yeah. Yeah. Somehow, that's not a problem. Your mom is fantastic, and you know we have Milo, which just gives more dimension to the holiday.
Light in our children's eyes, compassion and understanding for all the members of our families and our communities, decorating the bleakness, and even the idea of the challenging, hard traveling posada that takes us from place to place trying to internalize something bittersweet yet beautiful. It's all part of this season's traditions now, no matter one's beliefs. It's how we get past the darkest days of the year. It's cold season. And it's upon us now, with the big day coming for many within the week, and then New Year's and the long slog until spring. I'm glad I stuck close to home to explore all this, aren't you?
When I look at a beautiful day, I say,
let's
God is happy.
Make this Christmas mean something this year. Let's
do you mind if I sing one time? I say it's happy because the birds are tweeting, the sun is shining, the wind is blowing, the breeze, the leaves are flying, everybody feels nice. We just say, oh God, thanks for all the wonderful things. Even see a little snow sometimes, but you know, God only knows how the Christmas is gonna look. So one more time, I'll say,
let's make this Christmas.
Oh, no, no. Come on, no, 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 no.
This year.
One more time, I want you to sing one more time.
Look
alright
this year.
Now let's make our next year be a nice year.
I'm Paul Smart, and I thank you for having put up with me these past few months as I filled in for host and producer Ann Forbes Cooper, who returns in January. Music this edition has included Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' rousing version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which seems to equate the season to civil rights, Silver Bells by Booker T and the MGs, Little Stevie Wonder doing the Little Drummer Boy, Otis Redding's majestic take on White Christmas, Make Every Day Christmas for Your Woman by Joe Tex, King Curtis's version of White Christmas, and the great James Brown singing Let's Make Christmas Mean Something This Year. This has been Between the Lines from WGXC 90.7 FM. Merry holidays and a happy new year.
No, 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 no. You know, I just enjoyed this. And I really can't find enough words that would really make me express myself, the good feeling that I have. But I want to say thanks, thank God. And now, let's make Christmas the kind of a Christmas that we remember. You know, you made Christmas very, very beautiful for me in my past years. But let's make this Christmas good for everybody. The kind of a Christmas that Mom, Dad, Granddad...
Let's
make Christmas!
Make this Christmas!
And all back and way, nah, 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 nah. Make it a beautiful,
make this Christmas
a lovable,
mean something,
enjoyable Christmas, nah, nah, nah,
this year.
Oh, let the violin play,
let's,
let the violin play now. So good. Come on.
Make this Christmas.
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Yeah!
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 This year.
Yeah! Yeah! No! Thank you.
Make this Christmas.
I'll see you. I'll see you. Christmas morning. If I don't, you see Santa Claus.